This question was asked online. You email. Email. And the question was, when a person is doing tshuva, so very often the process can be depressing. And very often a person feels like, I'm not living up to where I want to get to. And how does a person keep growing? What is the way, the correct way, to continue our growth? And I felt like this question is so important. I really want to begin tonight with this question. Because the... What? The concept is really a concept which we discussed yesterday about Aaron. That the way Aaron made people advance in life was by treating them positively. When Aaron met a person, so imagine he's the Kohen Gadol, he's the chief rabbi, and he'd treat a person so warmly, he'd treat them like they were equals, like they were friends. And when Aaron treated a person so warmly, the person would start glowing inside, and then that glow would pause, and he'd say, if Aaron knew what I did wrong, if Aaron knew I didn't wake up for Minyan this morning, would he talk to me this way? If Aaron knew that I'm not living up to A, B, C, and D, would he talk to me this way? Well, Aaron is talking to me this way. So I got to get my act together. So how do we apply this in our daily lives? I think that the key to growth is to try in almost every step of the way to be happy. To be happy. To grow through happiness. Growth that is productive usually stems from happiness. What does that mean? A person has to pause and make a list for himself. I have a folder at home. I call it the folder, I'm not the worst person in the world folder. It's a reminder to me that there are certain things I did in my life that I'm not the worst person in the world, because every so often I also feel like I'm the worst person in the world. I mess up on certain things. So sometimes it's good. A person stops and says, hey, that was terrible. How did I do that? And that's how he grows. But sometimes a person feels so bad about himself that a person feels like he can't get up. He really feels like he's the worst person in the world. So then a person has to remind himself, I'm not. A person can go years without looking at such a folder, but it's important to keep that folder. So for some people, it's a physical folder. But every person has to have a mental folder. A healthy person develops for himself a slate of merits. A person has to know, what am I good at? We're not talking about pride. We're talking about healthy self-worth. I am not a terrible person because I do not yet live up to A, B, C, and D. I'm a great person because I do live up to. Now, sometimes it sounds fake, but let's begin. I woke up this morning and I got out of bed. You know what? It's not always easy to get out of bed. Sometimes it's the hardest thing. Sometimes the easiest thing is to stay in bed because a person, especially when a person is down on themselves, a person doesn't want to face the world. So we have to know that sometimes just getting out of bed, that's already, I deserve 10 points for that. I davened today. If I didn't daven, I didn't yell at my roommate. I ate kosher. There can be a list of things that we do that are positive. And a person can start basic and work his way up to better. But it's important to have that list. It's important to think for a second, wait, I do have positive things about me. And I'm starting with basic things which might be beneath you, but I want you to stop and do an exercise now. What are the things that I have a right to feel good about? All too often when people are in Machon Meir or any place that they're doing tshuva, they spend so much time focusing on what they should do better that they forget to think about what have I accomplished already. And this can happen within a marriage too, as we discussed last night. Sometimes within a marriage, a person thinks, I'm not happy about A and I'm not happy about B. And I'll tell you a little secret. What usually happens in marriage is two things happen. The spouses aren't happy with one another, and they aren't happy with themselves. Both. Meaning, ask each spouse, how's your marriage? And they'll tell you, well, it's not great, it's okay. And how do you feel about yourself? Not great. And hopefully they add okay. And they go hand in hand. This tool, the capacity of a person to see the good, to see the light, is a tremendous tool. One of the hardships that yeshiva guys have, especially our generation, and especially yeshiva guys from the United States and that area, one of the hardships is waking up on time. It's a malady. People just don't get up on time. I don't know what the state of the state is here, B'chon Meir, this year. I'm not here in the mornings. But usually this is really a tough thing for people. So there was a yeshiva of top-notch guys, one of the top yeshivas, where also they had this malady. And I asked the rabbeim who worked with the students to try a new approach. I said, let's try when the students walk in to tell them, forget waking up on time. You're not dealing with that challenge now. Whenever you wake up, you don't stop and say, oh, terrible, I woke up late. You say, fine, I woke up 8:30. Let me either daven privately or go make a 9 o'clock minyan. I'm going to catch breakfast and I'm going to start my day with a smile. Don't deal with the fact that you overslept. Take 2 months where you don't deal with this problem. And then let's talk. We tried it. We saw tremendous success. What happens? The first day, the second day, the third day, the guy wakes up and he says, I'm not going to feel bad about the fact that I overslept. Fine, he gets up at 8:30, 9 o'clock. He runs, goes to his minion, comes back, smiles. He keeps telling himself, don't be upset. Nothing wrong. I woke up late. I'm not dealing with that. From now on, I'm allowed to wake up late. These 2 months, that's the deal. I'm allowed to wake up late. What happens? The rest of his day is productive. What usually happens before we started this system was that a person would wake up late and he'd start his day kicking himself. And he'd spend the next 2-3 hours feeling absolutely lousy. Now, what happens when he feels lousy? He's not undoing what he did earlier. He's just being far less productive in his day. So he's spending the next 2-3 hours paying a very hefty price for waking up late. There's no reason to pay that price. You're upset about waking up late, fix it that night. Get to bed earlier. Set an alarm clock. Ask a friend. The second we took out that stress, the second we told the guy, forget about waking up on time. Focus on moving forward. Focus on having a positive day. So the rest of the day was productive. You know what happens when a guy has a productive day? He has less of a problem getting to bed on time. After a few days or a few weeks, the people of their own accord said, you know what? If I get to bed on time, I'll get up on time. Maybe I'll do it. And it worked. I'm not saying it solved the problem. No. It worked for a few weeks. And then a few weeks later, it fell back. But now the guy knew the solution. The solution was not to do what the average person does. What does the average person do? He wakes up late and he spends at least half a day being a sour set person over the fact that he woke up late and he ruins his day. He's far less productive. The solution is no. Focus on the positive. I'm going to have a great day today. I'm going to do everything positive. Okay. After I've done everything positive, now I could start contending with it. Same thing works for marriage. You're upset at a point, don't focus on it. Stop. Focus on the positive. There are a lot of good things in the marriage. You're upset at something, you want to do tshuva over a point. Sometimes we contend with a point head on. Sometimes we say, wait a second. Let's focus on what we've accomplished. Let's strengthen what we've accomplished. When we strengthen the positive, then slowly but surely the positive grows. There are two ways to tackle something. You could say, let me go and tackle it head on, or let me just strengthen the positive. And what I've found from my limited experience is that when you strengthen the positive, it works much better. And that's why I wanted to address this point, because I think this is a key point here in Machon Meir. It's a key point for everyone throughout life. If we recognize who we are, I want to add one more point. I'm sorry, Ashachayim. I want to add one more point. Very often, we live with frustration, and the frustration stems from the recognition that I am not who I want to be. Meaning, I want to be a person who wakes up early in the morning. I want to be a person who's productive all day. I want to be a person who never gets upset. I want to be a person who never speaks foully. I want to be a specific type of person, and I'm not there. So, one of two things can happen. What usually happens is that we get frustrated. We get frustrated, so the frustration builds on itself. Notice we're not getting out of the problem. We're just entering a cycle of frustration. On the other hand, what a person can do, which is what we are suggesting, is that a person stops and says, I am not who I want to be. But who am I? I'm not who I want to be, but who am I? Yes, I am. And at that point, the person has to start looking at the positive. I am a person who has the following positive things about me. I have not yet conquered this area, but I have accomplished in the other areas. And then we say, stop. Be happy with what you've accomplished. Focus and strengthen the positive. When a person can switch to being a positive person, when a person can be happy with what he's accomplished, then he can start tackling the other points out of happiness. If a person is going to try to tackle other points out of frustration, more often than not, it will only breed more frustration. So those were the points I wanted us to cover. A, strengthen the positive. B, decide which points to tackle. Sometimes don't even tackle certain points. Just strengthen the positive. And C, when faced with this frustration between who I am and who I'd like to be, so let's better define who I am. Let's see the positive in who I am. And then let's strengthen that. Let's take a step away from dealing with the areas where we're weak, where we are not where we'd like to be. And let's just focus on strengthening the good and recognizing the good and being at peace with ourselves. And from there, we will be able to grow and slowly accomplish the other points. So,